Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
It's Angela and Howard with Real Estate Radio.
Well, that's a different start for you.
Well, you know, I was thinking about while that was lead-in was on, is that today is January 2nd, right?
Yes.
And January 7th of 2012, we had our very first broadcast.
So do we sing Happy Anniversary or something?
There is a song about that. Right?
About anniversary.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Or happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Okay, I didn't know
that
one.
Okay, we're getting a little out of track here.
But anyway, no, it's just, it's been a long time since we've been on here.
Yeah, right? We start our 10th year next week.
So I don't think people know what it really takes to put on a radio show, but you're talking about 52 weeks a year. Since January of 2012, showing up every Saturday, you write content, make sure we have stuff to talk about, answer people's calls, create contests. It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, kudos to you to do this every week. And, you know, we just love doing it. We love talking to people, have people call in, and we love what we do for a living. You know, if you're not doing something that you really enjoy, find something else to do.
Yeah.
Because it's not work if you enjoy it.
Super true. But I remember our very first show, Howard, when somebody called in and needed help. And that was a game changer for me. Because this was your baby. This was your idea to do the show. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm so scared. I can't believe I could talk in public, you know, the whole thing. But when somebody needed help, and of course I knew the answer because I had already been a realtor 14 years, and it was an easy thing for me to answer. I thought, oh, I get to help more people.
Well, let's talk about
needing. It's an extension of just helping people. It's an extension of what we do on the regular.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute because something happened yesterday. Sometimes I call people whose listings have expired.
Right.
And whose home have not sold.
Right.
So I called a gentleman yesterday, and I saw in the history of his listing that he had a contract that did fall. And in talking to him, it fell because the person couldn't get financing. But in the discussion with him, and it had been on the market for about 6 months, he told me that it had over 70 showings.
That now, is a ton of showings.
Yes. And
yeah.
And he told me he had an appraisal and it was priced at appraisal. Now, if it had 70 showings mm-hmm. and it was priced at appraisal, then something is wrong.
Correct.
So I looked at all the pictures. I looked at the descriptions. I looked at the city way that the house is laid out. And I thought, well, let me see if I can figure out whether there's something that can change about it. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And he was wondering, you know, why I was calling him. And I said, well, you know, a lot of times Angela and I just reach out to people like we do on a radio show. And I said, you know, I'm not trying to get you on the radio. I'm not trying to solicit anything from you. We just, you know, reach out and help people. And I said, you know, I thought in my head, sometimes we have to look at, is there something about the house? Now, the house was in great shape. Didn't look like it was anything wrong with it. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And then I discovered, you know, there's something about the pictures that I don't understand. Now, when you get a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, what do you expect about the bathrooms?
That one's in a hallway and one's in the master?
Right. Well, in discussing this with him, one of the full baths was in the hallway, of course, and one of them was in a room that was not a bedroom. It was in this other room. I said, well, how big is that room? And he said, well, it's about 10 by 14. I said, aha. So people have to go. And by the way, the house was very nice, great condition. And the outside was gorgeous. It was for outside entertaining. I said, does that room have a window? And he said, yes. And I know that it didn't have a doorway to that room. I said, well, does it have a closet? He said, no. And it was big enough to put a closet in, which is not very expensive to do, and you could easily put a door on it. Well, if you put a closet in there and you put a door on the main entrance to it, what do you have?
A bedroom.
You have a bedroom. So an appraiser takes that then and makes it instead of a three-bedroom home, makes it a
four-bedroom
home, and then makes it a master with a bathroom,
right,
and makes it a four-bedroom home. That increases the value of the home and takes it from, you gotta look at property from a best possible use to maximize.
Highest and best is what we call it, yep.
So I think that's why it didn't have nearly as many potential, it had potential people coming, but it didn't have as many offers. And he thought it was a great idea. And you know what he asked me? He said, what can I do? How much do you want for this advice? And I said, nothing. This is what we do.
Right.
And it turned out, after talking to me for a while, he said, who are you? And I said again, well, this is Howard. You know, we do a radio show. And it dawned on him. He said, I know you. I listen to you. You have the wife that's also a realtor, right? And he said, of course, we're on the radio and have been for a while. And it turns out he listens to us and has for a long, long time. Not every weekend. So,
right.
So Mr. Pearson, if you're listening this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And he said he's going to take us up on our advice.
Good.
And he's signed up with another realtor, but he's going to already. So
that was before you called.
Yes, that
he's
was
before
I called.
He's probably wishing he hadn't now and that he signed up with us.
And I wasn't trying to solicit him after that, but just wanted to give him advice because we're not allowed to solicit from somebody who's already listed, but I wanted to give him advice. And this is what we do. So, by the way, if you are with another realtor and your house isn't selling, talk to your realtor first and ask them. You know, it's not just about reducing the price. Because, by the way, when he does that with adding the extra bedroom, he can raise the price $10,000 or $15,000 or maybe even more $1,000 and net more in his pocket.
Right.
So talk to your realtor. See if it's something that you can do other than reduce the price. Because sometimes there are things that you can do to the home. It may be putting on a new roof. And by the way, some roofers will wait until the house sells before they get paid. They can get paid at closing.
Yes.
So there are many, many things that you can do. By the way, we want to have a shout out to someone, right, Angela?
Absolutely. So, you know, Howard, when you and I started this show, it was just you and I.
That's
on
right.
our team. We had just created the team of you and I. And over time, one of our customers who told me, you make this job look really fun. Can I be a realtor too? He joined our team. That's Rob Stevenson. And he is doing a great job helping people to buy and sell houses. And most recently, we've had a new addition to the team who is Susan Curry. So she's a longtime Jacksonville resident, not originally from here, but been here for, you know, since she was like a teenager. So she knows lots of people and she's just wonderful. And so she's, you know, well spoken and super knowledgeable. And she's not a brand new agent. She, you know, has just wanted to join a team because there's a lot of benefits to being on a team. So anyway, we want to welcome Susan to our team. We're super excited. So now we have Rob and Susan and me and you, and it's just a lot of fun.
We'll get Susan on the radio in the next few weeks or so. How about that?
If she wants to.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we've got lots of things to talk about today, including when we come back, we're going to do, of course, our What Else Is Unique About Today. And it's the end of a month, so we do our high and low sales for the month. And we're going to talk about, hey, is it, you know, what happened this past year? How did it line up with my predictions for the year? And what did
everybody's predictions were for last year?
Was I right? Was I wrong? Was I too high? Was I too low? And what are the predictions for the upcoming year? Some interesting stuff. And we're going to answer your questions, 222-8255, area code 904, of course. We'll be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It is.
You just know, don't look outside.
Well, wait a minute.
The sun... It doesn't look like a Chamber of Commerce kind of day for Florida.
Well, it's
the temperature is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
May break a record today.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
And when we saw the weather this morning around the country, there's lots of snow everywhere.
Okay, but snow's
car
fun.
Accidents. Not if you're driving. Mm. That's if you can get your car out of the driveway or out of the garage. Hey,
okay.
We usually start the day.
Yes.
By talking about what's special about today.
Excellent. Tell me.
It's 55 mile per hour speed limit day. Now, you are too young for this.
I wasn't driving then, but I do remember.
Yes, 1974, President Nixon signed the Emergency Highway Conservation Act to conserve oil during the oil embargo.
I remember that.
And this is when we got most oil from the Arab countries.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, we are oil non-dependent. We are oil independent.
Yes.
We get
Thank
most
God.
Of our oil. We get all of our oil from ourselves. It's also a fruitcake toss day. Get rid of that fruitcake that has been lingering in your pantry and your refrigerator. Yep.
You know what's funny is the older I am now, I like fruit, so I might want to try one.
Yeah.
I've never had one.
Okay. It's also Happy Mew Year Day.
What's a Mew Year?
It's Happy Mew Year Day for cats. I do
like
not
meow?
Make this stuff. Yes.
Like a meow
Happy
year?
Mew. M-E-W, like Mew. Mew Year Day
I
for cats.
I don't have a cat, so okay. I can't feel empathetic for that.
It's National Buffet Day. Now, a lot of the buffet restaurants are
not
closing.
Not anymore.
But it actually started in medieval times.
Yes,
it
that
really
makes
did.
Sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National Personal Trainer Awareness Day, National Cream Puff Day, filled pastries. Filled rolls, you know, pastry rolls with some sort of a cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's National Run Up the Flagpole and See If It Salutes It Day. See If Anyone Salutes It Day. Yes, it was started in the late 50s by advertisers to see if it was a new type of advertising lingo. And it worked. It was like, let's throw it on the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah.
It's that type of thing.
Yeah, the saying was throw it, run it up the flagpole, right?
Yes.
And so, yeah, I
it's also
that.
National Motivation and Inspirational Day. This was as a result of the tragedy of 9/11. And they decided to make it the day not on 9/11, but to make it on the
January 2nd
to start the new year. So think about being motivated and have inspiration for the coming year.
Okay.
And it's
we could use that this year.
I've got a couple more. World Introvert Day. It aims to deepen the understanding and appreciation of introverts.
Yes, that's me.
Oh, yes, it's you.
Alan said it's him.
All right, two more. It's National Science Fiction Day, and it's Swiss Cheese Day. So grab
I love
a bite,
Swiss cheese.
Grab a bite of Swiss cheese. Now, are you a small hole person or a big hole person?
Small hole.
Small. Me too.
Oh, we have something in
now
common.
Now we know.
Finally, we have
didn't
something
know
in common.
That about each other. So we know that, this past week, not a lot of business was done because yesterday, of course, was a holiday. But did anybody list a house? Did anybody sell a house this past week?
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 507 offers got accepted. So I would say, yes, Howard, people were working. 240 new homes came on the market. That was about the same as it was the week before. And 56 of the 240, which is 23%, they're already under contract. 17 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 409 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations. Now, of course, that
wonderful.
Number was down because we didn't have enough days to do closings, right?
Right.
Banks not being open and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we did ride by a title company. It was Thursday, New Year's Eve, and it was about 7:30 or 8:00. And they were there, and we were thinking, are they having a party? And then we're like, oh, wait a minute, that's title company. They're still closing.
That's right.
They're still closing. That can be done. A lot of the banks that are on the other coast were still open, so they were able to do those deals late in the day.
Yeah. You know, was it a good year in residential real estate in 2020? Well, we predicted at the beginning of 2020, and we thought price increases would be about 4-6% range here in Northeast Florida. And the experts had said that interest rates would go up half a point. Well, I have to admit that I was wrong.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
But, oh my, you love that. You know what? But I'm not feel.
Sorry.
I was wrong, but I am not falling on any sword because through an odd series of events, the faltering economy, COVID, and interest rates, the news for housing here in Jack's metropolitan area was very, very good.
Wasn't it, though?
It was wonderful. Yes. Now, the proof is in the numbers, so I'm going to give you guys some numbers. So I'm comparing year-to-date 2020 with year-to-date 2019. So here it is, the average list price. Now, you may say list, so what? But, okay, let's do list price first. Went up about 5.5%. The median list price also went up a little over 5%. Now, the difference between everybody knows the difference between average and median. Okay, the average selling price went up 12%. 12%.
Yeah, it's predicted to do that next year,
that
too.
That is huge.
I mean, this year, 2021.
The median sales price went up about 9.5%. How about that?
It's a lot of money to be made. You know what was interesting is the appraisals kept up.
Yeah. How about
for the most part?
How about the number that sold? The number sold went up about, the quantity of homes sold went up 7%. The number of...
Now, wait, that's kind of more surprising.
In what way?
The number of transactions?
Yes.
Went up 7%?
Yes.
When you consider the fact that all the news was about COVID was people didn't want to put their house on the market, They didn't want people coming through their homes. I mean, it's hard to imagine the number of homes increased, the number of sales increased, when really it seemed that we couldn't get enough inventory.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe those numbers were actually up 7% from the previous year. So it has to be new construction.
Yeah. Well, also pending sales, those that are under contract.
Not closed yet.
Not closed yet. Or some of them were pending, but did eventually close. Those are up 12.5%.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Now, here's another interesting one. High-end properties. These are over $500,000, from $500,000 to $750,000. They're up 38%. This is from the end of 19 to the end of 20. The ones from $750,000 to $1 million went up 48%. This is the number that closed. And the numbers over $1 million, this is a real one. I can't get over this one. This is in the metropolitan area, went up 53%.
It's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Wanted somewhere to put their money that was safe. And a lot of people bought second homes. Think about all the number of people who exited from California and who came this direction. I mean, those are big ticket buyers.
Yeah.
So
now here's another one that's interesting. Realtors say that. Now here's an example of how the realtors look at things. It's a great number of houses on the market when we have 6 months worth of inventory, which means that if no other homes came on the market, how long would it take to get rid of everything?
Right.
The goal is to have enough 6 months worth. We only have 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5.
Yeah. Isn't
There's
that
not
crazy?
Enough. Hey, we've got a
caller.
I have to reach over to the phone. We got a caller on the phone, and it's somebody who's called many times before, and we love to hear from Marshall. So good morning, Marshall.
Well, first off, it is a gorgeous day outside.
I love it.
Okay.
Behind the clouds.
Okay. Well, ask George Winterling about why we should be so happy about all these clouds. I'll just leave it as that. Okay. Freddie Mac Housing Price Index. Have you all ever researched that?
We do, but you know, we like to report on things that are local. So
No. But what I'm saying is they have Jacksonville MSA.
Okay.
And the important thing of it, this doesn't compare median price points. This actually takes individual houses that have appraisals in Freddie Fannie's or the FHFA databases.
Okay.
And compares what it sold for 30 years ago to when it sold 20 years ago to when it refinanced 10 years ago. Actual appraisers going and looking at that property. I've never seen something before that came close to saying, what is our real appreciation in our marketplace?
And they can do it by house? Is that what you're saying? By individual house?
No. They use by house, and then they compile, because we're talking in Jacksonville.
Right.
I'm sure there's at least 50,000 houses that they have multiple appraisals on.
Right.
Okay?
At least.
So these would be the indices that you could truly look at for appreciation. And the reason it kind of hit me was 29.5 years going back as far as they had the data, 4.2% average appreciation.
That's pretty good.
Y'all go look at that index and you'll realize we've been talking about average prices many times and missing what would truly be a statement of that, not just the median price. Came out, which is usually what comes out in indices.
Right.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, thanks for calling. We always appreciate it. You call in on the Van Wee Show as well, and they appreciate you calling too. And the other thing that I wanted to mention was that we thought that interest rates would go up. Everybody predicted their interest rates would go up this past year about 0.5 point. They actually came down 0.5 point.
Yes.
How about that? Hey, we got more to talk about when we come back after the break, including one of the fun features that people like about the high and low sales for the previous month. We will be right back and answer all of your questions as well. Stay with us, everyone.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A double setback for President Trump to start the new year. The Senate on Friday wrapping up a rare New Year's Day session with Republicans rejecting President Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID-19 aid checks. They also overrode his veto of a sweeping defense bill. Exposure to the coronavirus has forced Georgia Senator David Perdue into quarantine 5 days before the state's high-stakes Senate runoff elections, although the senator and his wife both tested negative for COVID-19 themselves. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Senator Perdue said a Biden administration would revert back to policies that might embolden Iran and undermine President Trump's many successes in Middle East diplomacy. Iran today says it plans to enrich uranium up to 20% at its underground Fordo nuclear facility as soon as possible. That's according to the head of Iran's civilian nuclear program. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.
Make someone's day with a little help from Hewn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Hewn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Hewn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at hewnflowers.com. Hewn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Expect some rain this weekend. 20% chance of showers today. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 80. 80% chance of showers tonight, down to 62. For Sunday, cloudy skies in the morning, then gradually clearing by the afternoon. 40% chance of rain, high of 71. And then mostly clear Sunday night, down to 42.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Good morning, everybody. I was distracted. Sorry. It is such a beautiful, wonderful, happy Saturday, and we are delighted to be here with you today.
We sure are. This is the second half of our show, and what we usually do during the first half when it is the new month is do the high and low sales. And you know, people think December, not many things happen, especially on not many things happened, but we still had a good amount of sales. And We do the high and low sales because they're kind of fun. But you'd think, how many big properties sold during the month of December? What's your guess, Angela? High amount, low amount, medium?
During the month of December?
During the month of December.
High amount.
High amount. 46 homes sold for $1 million or more.
That's crazy. That almost sounds like summer numbers.
Yeah. 7 were on the ocean, 4 were on the river, 9 were on other bodies of water. I'm not talking about ponds. I'm talking about like intercoastal. And 13 of the 46 were cash purchases.
Of course.
People wrote a check. Now, here's the high one. It was on the market. Now, some of the high ones, the highest, are normally, they normally sell pretty quickly. This one didn't. It was on the market for 759 days.
What?
You know, normally the big oceanfront properties, and this was a Ponte Vedra Beach oceanfront, are normally these big, expansive homes with open floor plans, and they look beachy.
Yes.
This one was totally different than that. It was built in 2007, but each room was, it had high ceilings. It had like 10-foot ceilings, maybe 11 or 12. But each room was cordoned off, and it looked like a very stately southern mansion.
And what's the problem with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just
that sounds
to me,
lovely.
It's just to me, it does not feel like
an oceanfront. Got it.
Home.
A little too traditional, not as coastal, not as beachy. That's what you're saying. Not an open floor plan.
Not at all. It was 9,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, each with his own bath, an additional 2 half baths. And it started out, it sold for $7 million. But it originally started 759 days ago at $14,200,000.
Well, that's the problem.
So it started out at double the price. I think the problem
was...
There
are not a lot of $14 million houses here. That's not what people come here to look for.
Yeah,
I mean, that price tag somewhere else would be like, you know, chump change. It would be nothing.
It had three different realtors over the 2 years that it was on the market. Very stately, very colonial, very formal. And it also had something else that was on. It had a pool. Because, you know, I'm into pools. You got to have a pool.
And I'm into the pool that God built.
So where is the pool normally?
In the back.
In the back. In this one, the pool was in the front.
Another problem. That's why it didn't sell.
Right next to the road.
That's why it didn't sell. Who wants to swim right by the road?
Yeah.
It's weird.
So instead of hearing the roar of the ocean, you hear the roar of the traffic. So it had painted murals on it. It just wasn't an open floor plan. And it had something else that was different.
What?
It had separate his and her master bedrooms and baths.
We've seen that.
We've seen a few of those.
We have.
Yes. And it had like 7 or 8.
I kind of like that idea. Do you think we could do that?
Well,
his and her masters.
Well, that's if you want a divorce. And another way to prove that it was kind of an old-style colonial, each of the bedrooms had a fireplace. There were like 7, 8, 9 fireplaces
in there.
That
must have been someone who designed that was from the north.
I don't
right?
know.
Because that would have been pretty typical up north.
No, he was a finance kind of guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the low, if you didn't want to spend $7 million, you could have bought one for $16,000. It was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath built in 1914. And the positive signs were it was on a double lot, it had a front porch, it had new electricity and new plumbing, but that's about it. I mean, the inside was kind of naked. I mean,
1914, was it downtown?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It at its high point, it sold for $64,000. That was in 2004, and then it was foreclosed on. The bank sold it for $10,000 2 years later. And then it was sold and resold and resold, sold 5 times before this latest sale for $16,000.
Hmm.
Now, on condos, only one sale was over $1 million. And, of course, you can guess the location of it.
Oceanfront.
Oh, well, of course, Oceanfront, Ponte Vedra. But what building? I'm sure you can guess.
No.
Aquilius.
Oh.
Aquilius is a 10-story building, and it only has two condos on each floor.
I love that.
So each one, you have porches or balconies on three sides of the building, the front, the side, the rear. So lots and lots of views.
That's not Ponte Vedra.
Yes, it is. Ponte Vedra Beach. Where is it? Jack's Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry about that. 3,660 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. And
that's a nice size.
The person that originally bought it in 2013 paid $975 and then sold it for $1.6. So they made about $600,000.
It's amazing.
In 7 years, $100,000 a year. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, so really, really nice. The lowest condo sold for $51,000. And it was perfectly move-in ready. And it was in City Place, downtown. It last sold in 2018 for $52,000. So they lost.
Yeah, the prices haven't changed much.
Yeah. I looked back at the history, and I looked at other ones in City Place, and they've sold for about the same thing year mm-hmm. after year. Yep. But it was an efficiency. 401 square feet. It was on the market for 6 months. I'm not sure why, because it was in great shape. And I looked at the last time it sold, and it was in great shape as well, sold for cash. And I was wondering, well, if someone could make money on this. So, and this is an educational thing for all our listeners. So can you make money as a rental? So I looked at the cost of ownership of this. If you bought it for $51,000, and you take off the cost of the condo fees, and you take off the cost of taxes.
And insurance.
Yeah, you know, insurance is like nothing on this. You could get an 8% return on your money, because I looked up what the rentals are mm-hmm. on this. You can still get 8%.
That's good.
And if you're worried about losing money in the stock market, now the stock market is doing very, very well, and the Van Wees will tell you that you probably should invest in, you know, long-term in the stock market rather than
Real estate. They always say that.
But however, if you want to do something safe, now these don't appreciate much, but an 8% return on your money is pretty good.
Yes.
So not too bad, $51,000.
You just have to make sure that whoever you rent to has a job that's essential so they don't lose their employment, right? Because we've seen during COVID this year, a lot of tenants didn't pay.
Well, there's a really good thing that you can do about this is you could rent to someone who is on Section 8 housing, because
yeah.
then you absolutely get paid, and they can't be they don't really get evicted because you're getting paid by the city, or someone is on a fixed income like Social Security.
Right.
So, or someone who someone else pays for them. Like we have a tenant who is elderly and whose children pay the rent for them. So, well, they take care of the payment. It still comes out of the elder person's
Social Security,
but pays for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that you can do. But the reason I'm telling you all this is because there is a way to make an investment in real estate with very little concerns about managing the building. I mean, this is a high-rise building, City Place downtown. It's very safe, and it's you don't have to do much upkeep to the building. I mean,
right?
And the I think the electricity and the water and electric are included in that. So even if the tenant moves out and you have to find someone new, you don't have any real expenses while it's vacant. Anyway. That's all I have to say about the highs and lows for the month. Hey, I got some good news. If you are a minimum wage earner, or your kids are, that starting January 1st yesterday, the minimum wage went up a big amount of money. Went up from $8.56 to $8.65. You may think a big whoopee, big deal, but come September 30th, it goes up another $1.30 to $10 an hour. Not only that, you guys all voted that over the next 5 years, in 2026, it goes up to $15 an hour.
That's good.
So even if you're working at McDonald's, they're going up to $15 an hour. Some states, like California, it's already $15 an hour, and there are some companies here in Florida that it's already $15 an hour. But anyway, stay with us, everyone. We're going to come back and tell you about some other things that are going on. We'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today on this beautiful, cloudy January 2nd.
Beautiful. But it's warm. It's so nice and warm. It's go outside, get your bicycle out, get your walking
shoes. Yeah, no, it's a great day to be out and about. I don't even think it's supposed to rain today. I think it's just cloudy. And so it'll be lovely. It's good for your skin, so you won't get... Although they say to still put on sunscreen.
You know what it's a good day for today?
It's going to be hot.
Because the sun's not going to shine through the windows, so it's not going to make any place in your house. It's a good day to open your windows. Let some fresh air in. Open your front door, your back door. Let some air go through the house.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is today the day that people take their trees down, too?
Not till January 6th.
Oh, January
6th. The Epiphany.
The Epiphany. Okay. Hey, one of the things I forgot to tell you about the market when I gave you the numbers. Now, this is nationwide. It's not here in Jacksonville, but this is about newly constructed homes. Now, we have a lot more of them here than we have in some cities where you can't expand because there's, you know, this density in like Long Island, that type of place. But sales of newly built homes nationwide were up 41.5% higher than a year ago.
So I love that because, again, it filled a void in the marketplace, right? Because people didn't want to sell their homes. Sellers didn't want strangers coming in with COVID. So this allowed new construction to occur. It also is because the type of home that people are looking for today doesn't necessarily exist in all markets. So, you know, we need... maybe two home offices, a homeschool place. You know, there's all these sort of compartmentalized spaces where if you think about the construction that happened in the last decade, it's all open floor plan. very hard to have a business meeting when your kids are studying right behind you. So COVID has brought to us a lot of different changes. It had an incredibly positive impact in real estate.
It did. Now, some people are still out of work, and we feel sorry for those folks. So I want to give an update on a subject that we unfortunately have to talk about every once in a while. I want to give an update on FHA loan and forbearances.
Important. Yes.
Yes. Request for forbearance on FHA loans for single family homes due to COVID was to expire on October 30th. Then it was extended to December 31st. Well, the week before that, it was extended again to January 31st.
Good.
So let me tell you the steps that you have to go through. There are five steps when applying for forbearance. First of all, the CARES Act provides deferral options. Find the contact information for your service provider. It's on your last mortgage statement. That's who your service provider is. Call the servicer. Explain your situation so that your servicer can determine your best course of action. And be sure to ask any questions about the process. Ask if you are eligible for protection under the CARES Act, because not everyone is eligible. The CARES Act protects homeowners with federally backed loans. Federally backed loans are FHA, VA, U.S. Department of Agriculture loans, Fannie Mae loans, and Freddie Mac loans. Now, that's probably three quarters of the loans in existence, so a lot of people. There are also some private servicers are also providing forbearance programs.
Is that what, on a case-by-case basis?
It is, yes. So ask what happens when the forbearance period ends. That's really important. So depending on the plan available to you, there are different options that you may be able to consider, and your servicer will help you get a better understanding of what's available. Now, the Consumer Fraud Protection Bureau also asking questions like, what happens to the payments that I miss? What are the repayment options, and when will repayment be due, and are there any fees? So ask the servicer to provide the agreement. This is really important. Ask the servicer to provide the agreement in writing. The written agreement allows you to see exactly what type of program you're agreeing to. It also helps you to make sure it matches what you discuss with the provider over the phone. So you can't say later, well, I thought I didn't have to do this. That's what the person told me on the phone. Because if you ever watch Judge Judy, Judge Judy will tell you, hey, what did the contract say? It's not what the person said. It's what does the contract say? So the bottom line is this. Help is out there for homeowners in need. It is important to apply now. Don't wait. Do it now while the benefit is still available. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says don't wait. Forbearance is not automatic. It must be requested.
Right.
You've got to reach out to your mortgage provider today. They are open today, I believe. I'm not sure if they're open on the weekends, but I believe they are. So you can get the assistance you need to protect that hard-earned investment you've made in your home. Also, on Monday of last week, the eviction moratorium on these loans, on FHA loans, which was to expire on December 31st, it's now been extended an additional 2 months to February 28th.
Good. So, taking care of people.
I know that's important stuff, and it may not apply to all of you, and we hope for all of our listeners that it does not apply to you, but it's important information. And we just can't leave any of our listeners out.
Well, I think sometimes, Howard, our listeners might not be in that situation, but they may know someone who is. So that's why it's important for everyone to get that information and help our neighbors, help our family, anyone who's in trouble, know that there's options.
There are. And remember, for people of you that haven't purchased a home yet, because you think, I can't afford a home. Remember, interest rates are at their lowest rate ever.
Low, low, low. How low can you go? Yes, they're low.
There's also so much assistance with down payments. And you can get a a loan for as low as how much down payment, Angela?
You can do a 3% conventional. You can do 3.5% FHA. Of course, VA is no money down. USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture loans, that's no money down. There's a lot. And plus, there's still bond money out there.
So bond money can give you $7,500.
It's different county to county. But yes, right now, most of the counties in this area are $7,500.
And it's a loan that you pay back at when you sell the property.
Right.
So it's here. Here's free money you can use for down payment. You can use for closing costs, whatever you need. And you don't have to pay it back. And it's, by the way, it's zero interest.
Yes, but you are closing two loans, so it becomes a little bit more expensive. So if the interest rate right now is 2.75 on a FHA, then if you did a bond FHA, it's going to be higher than that. It's going to be 3-something.
Okay. And remember, if you have hazardous waste that needs to be disposed of, like old paint sitting around, and you've repainted your walls.
We just had this conversation.
We did, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. Like Angela and I are bought a new piece of property. We're going to be downsizing. There's some old paint. The hazardous waste disposal for Duval County is open from Monday through Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. It's on Stratton Street. So,
but there's a place in Clay, right?
Yes.
On Rosemary Street in Green Cove. So it depends upon where you are. You can find a place close to you.
Yeah. Hey, the Van Wees just walked in, and they're going to tell you about what happened this past week. I wonder if they're going to tell you whether it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. We'll find out soon enough whether it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
Thumbs up, he says.
We got a thumbs up. We're going to end the year on a thumbs up. Remember that if you have your home inspected, and of course we always recommend that you do, then the big red flags, and some of these can always be remediated, but the big ones are termites, drainage issues, mold, faulty foundations, and wiring issues. They can all be remediated. It's all about
money.
That's right.
Sometimes everything can be fixed. It's just at what cost.
Sometimes the money comes from the seller. Sometimes it comes from a buyer. It all depends on the situation.
Absolutely.
And what can be negotiated. You know, we have time during the show to answer questions, but, you know, there are 24 hours in a day, and Angela and I are available for about 16 or 17 of those hours.
At least.
Monday through Sunday. So, if you need help, we are here for you, and we're going to give you our personal phone numbers. Nobody else answers those phone numbers but us. Angela's number is 465-3845. My number is 687-8161. Sometimes I'll answer her phone. Sometimes she answers my phone. We're there together because we're a couple. Anyway, we're here for you. You do need a professional on your side to help you with your probably the most expensive thing you're ever going to buy, whether you're buying it or selling it. We hope that you have a happy, safe, most of all healthy New Year. And we know that 2021 is going to be better. Even if you had a good 2020, we know that 2021 is going to be better. Stay healthy, wear your mask, stay tuned for the Van Wees, and God bless everyone. We'll see you again next week, the beginning of our 10th year.